It is Wednesday, the 20th of March, 2024, and here are some of the top stories making the headlines across the Business Magazine website today. In a remarkable milestone, Southampton-based property consultancy Vale Williams has recorded its most successful financial year to date, boasting revenues that soared to £18.3 million, marking a 5% increase from the previous year. The firm, established in 1988, experienced its highest-grossing single quarter ever, a testament to its robust performance. Vale Williams attributes this impressive growth to strategic internal reorganization of its 175 staff members and a strong focus on agency work and planning. Hartwell PLC is set to invest £35 million in the development of a new laboratory and workspace hub at Wootton Science Park, just southwest of Oxford. Spanning 106,233 square feet, the project designed by Scott Brownrigg will encompass five commercial buildings. Aimed at nurturing small and medium-sized science and technology firms, the site will also offer interconnected amenities such as a bistro and a gym, integrating work with well-being. In an exciting development in the aviation industry, Aviation and Technology Minister Anthony Brown has unveiled the UK's Joint Future of Flight Action Plan during his visit to Vertical Aerospace in Bristol. The ambitious roadmap, laid out by the government and industry champions, the emergence of drones and innovative electric aircraft, signalling a transformative era for British skies. This futuristic leap, previously the stuff of science fiction, promises not only a new mode of urban transportation, but also an economic boost, with drone technology projected to considerably augment the UK's economy. The integration of these advanced aerial vehicles could very well herald the dawn of the much-anticipated age of the flying taxi. That's it from me, Malcolm, and for your midweek update. Stay in the know by visiting thebusinessmagazine.co.uk. We are back tomorrow. Goodbye.